cloudy, cold, windy December 1st, Saturday afternoon. I am your host, The Juice, after 2 weeks being gone. And across from me is a man who, when he flirted with danger, danger got clingy. And he is not the Dos Equis man, but maybe the most interesting man in the world, my good friend Eli Crippen, also known as the Dependent Variable. Eli, how's it going?
It's going very well. I'm glad to be here, Jack. As usual, it's been a while.
It has been a while. We were talking about before the show. It's been, I think, 4 weeks since you, a Roman calendar month since you last hosted with me. Because we have been gone for 2 weeks. We'll get into that later as to why. I think it's kind of obvious considering last week was Thanksgiving, but, you know, there's other reasons. And
holidays.
The week before that, Eric, your roommate, was on. He did an unbelievable job. I believe he's listening right now, or he's not. He's coming in at one of the half an hour.
He's taking care of my laundry right now, so shout out to Eric.
Oh, yeah, no,
thanks
that's...
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, you know, it's an hour and a half. You think you could budget the time, and most of the time you can't at
it's
all.
It's those dryers. They last an hour.
And sometimes they last more. Sometimes they last more. Most of them... Actually, I don't know if we did the math on it, or yeah. I did the math on it, and... 50% of the dryers in the South don't work.
It's a problem. It's a real problem.
Which,
plus, the fact that the dryers run for twice as long as the washing machines means that there's just never enough
There's
dryers.
Never enough.
There's never enough dryers.
Especially when 50% of them
are broken.
Don't work. No, it's... And if you know the layout of South, which I'm sure no one listening does, there are three on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
Three dryers on the second floor. And two in another location that we will not disclose live on air. Two of them do not work on the fourth floor, and two of them do not work on the second floor. Which means there's only one on those floors. So it's a real battle.
It is a battle.
It's a battle. But you know what? Eric's got it locked down right now.
He's got it covered.
I'm pretty happy about that. We've got a pretty good playlist today. You made the playlist. There's a clear theme in this. You came to me weeks ago and said, Jack, I want to do this theme because I feel like it'd be really fun. I think Brett was the one that said we should do themes.
Yeah.
And this is a great theme. There's so many songs based on this.
The theme's been on my mind for a while.
It has. So we're going to get right into music. But just first, a reminder, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Juice Bar. And... right now, we have Across the Universe by the Beatles.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my and mine, possessing and caressing me. Wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo David, oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. ringing through my open ears, inciting and inviting me. Limitless undying love which shines around me like a million suns. It calls me on and on across the universe.
Yeah.
right, that was just Across the Universe by the Beatles and Champagne Supernova by Oasis.
So if you haven't figured it out, you could probably figure it out.
You'll figure it out later, and you will also figure it out right now inherently, because we're going to talk about what it. The theme is.
The theme today is space.
A great theme. A lot of songs about space. We actually, when you had come to me and said, let's do space, like, that's a great idea. There's, you know, the plethora of songs is unbelievable. And it was so unbelievable, an amount of songs, that we kind of had to cut a ton.
We had to cut a lot of songs. I was making the song, and I just, you know, there's so many really great songs by David Bowie about space.
Of course.
But we can't, and so I had to limit it. There's only two.
There's only two.
There's only two. My favorite two that are going to come up later on. But there were just, there were so many.
There's so many.
It was such a hard playlist to make.
One song that I wanted to be on here, which isn't, however, I understand why. I mean, we've built this out. It flows. It's great. Is the song Satellite by Guster, which is another space song from one of my friends, Lucas, from home. Adores Guster. It's a great little band. But there's, like, it was one of those things that we just, there was a lot of cutting. There was a lot of, like, what do we get rid of? Because we can only have so much music to so much talking.
We only have so much time. You know, we only get 1 hour, so we got to limit it. But I think space is an important theme. You know, it's a theme I really enjoy. I really like space. I'm kind of on a space kick right now. I sort of go through obsessions, you know. Right now I'm obsessed with the moon. Which,
the moon, yeah. You know, I know the moon.
Yeah, as you know, I can tell you where the moon is at any time of day, and when it will become visible, and when it will rise, and when it will set.
Because why not?
Because why? Well, actually, because the moon's fascinating. That's why. And I realized that I just didn't understand the moon. You know, like, for a while, I thought the dark part of the moon, you know, the moon goes through phases, right? So there's, like, it looks like a crescent sometimes.
Of course.
When it looks like a crescent, what's the dark part of the moon? What causes that? Is the shadow of the Earth? No, it's not. That's what a lot of people think it is. But it's not. You know, there's just a lot about the moon that people just sort of, like, glance over because they think they understand it. But if you really think about it, the moon's really complicated.
It's so, and, you know, your fascination with the moon, you know, there might be some big shoes to fill soon. So you could, you know, you could jump right in there and just start talking about space, you know. But you had just mentioned David Bowie.
Yeah.
And right now, we're going to jump back to some music. And we've got the next song here, which is Life on Mars by David Bowie.
But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the lawman, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? On America's tortured brow, that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to vote us on. Sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on
for sleep, blue curtains, covers, sequins in the eyes. That's a fine time to dine. Divine who's circling, feeding the cards to the midwives. Love those alien days, the non-stop alien days. Ooh, the alien days.
Must have skipped the ship. Allowance to learn the controls and commandeer both my eyes. Be quick, dear, times are uncertain. 1 month crawling, next year blurring, decades in the train. Monograms on the brain.
All right, welcome back. That was Life on Mars by David Bowie, followed by Alien Days by MGMT, and then 2,000 Light Years from Home by the Rolling Stones.
I loved it.
Thank you. I think those three songs in particular,
really, they fit very well.
They flow together.
Very, very well.
I really wanted those to be, you know, in sequence when I was creating this playlist.
No, they flowed so much better than when I make the playlist, which is a testament to the fact that if you're here, the show goes a little bit better.
Just a tiny bit.
It's a little bit more reckless when you're not here, Eli.
We're new. We're working on our flow. We're getting there.
We're working on it. The other name of the show before we called it the Juice Bar. So it's halfway through the show right now. Just a reminder, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Juice Bar. I'm the Juice, and I'm gladly sitting next to the dependent variable, a.k.a. Eli Crippen.
This is the first show we've done since Thanksgiving.
It is the first show we've done since Thanksgiving. It is also our first show in December.
Happy December.
Happy holiday season. Next week, I think, depending on the reception of this theme, which is space, we will be throwing some Christmas songs, some holiday songs, Hanukkah songs. There might be a theme. It might be different. Some holiday stuff, but that is to be found out. But let's not get ahead of ourselves because we have been gone for 2 weeks.
You've been gone
for three.
I have been. I was.
You had a little FYS trip. I wish I had FYS trips. Do I not wish I had FYS trips?
That was not the best trip.
It was a long day.
A day that started early.
A day that started early and ended late. That was the day. That was a Chick-fil-A day. Where I broke Chick-fil-A and they came around the corner and they said, "You want 10 fries?" And I said, "Yes," like a liar. So, you had FYS.
Yeah.
Then the next weekend, Lough Lehigh. Our first Lough Lehigh.
Great weekend.
It was a great weekend. A lot of fun. A lot of spirit on campus. A lot of, for those that are not aware, despite the Lafayette loss, the fourth one in a row.
You know, I want to say that we didn't have our show on that day.
I know. I, you know, and some people don't understand exactly what we mean when we say when we do it, we win. So just as a clarifying statement, when we do the show before the game happens, we always win.
We have a 100%.
We have never lost.
Never lost a game.
When Eli is not on the show or the show does not happen, we lose. Or if we do the show, but the game started at 9:30, because why not, we also lose.
We have to do the show, and it has to be us, before the game, and then we win.
I swear, you know,
every time.
I'm not saying that the coaching staff should just talk with us about getting the schedule to us for next season, you know, get us ready, but they should. Maybe I feel like they need a little bit of luck on their side.
A little bit of help.
But it was a good weekend. It was a tough loss.
Tough loss.
Cold weekend, too.
Yeah.
It had snowed.
It did snow for the first time.
Our first snow here.
We have a friend from Florida. Shout out to Tara.
And
first time seeing snow. First time seeing snow fall from the sky.
This year, like, academically, she's seen snow before.
What?
We've had this conversation.
I thought she'd seen snow when she went, like, skiing, but she'd never actually seen it fall.
No, I'm pretty sure she was here when she visited, and it snowed. This will be a question for her later.
Well, I guess we got to clarify.
I mean, yeah.
We don't have our facts straight.
No, but it snowed. It was like a blizzard that day. I had to walk to orchestra practice with my cello across campus, which was really interesting, because I just looked like a really tall person. Taller than I already am.
That was intense. That was, like, the first time I've actually seen snow where it just stuck immediately.
It stuck immediately. Visibility was just gone.
It was gone.
You couldn't see anything. Right? We were like dogs without horses. We're running wild.
There was a kid in my FYS class, actually, bring it back to the FYS class. And he had never seen snow. So in the middle of our class, because it started snowing outside, my professor went to the window which is a very low window, by the
way. So he had to
sort of bend down, sort of squatting, reached outside, made a snowball, and threw it at that kid. And it was the best thing that happened all semester.
Of course, a $300,000 education equals a snowball to the face.
Oh, we have clarification from Tara. She says that it was probably the most snow that she'd ever seen. So she's calling it her first real snow.
Real snowfall. Okay. I will.
That's fair.
You were right. The next week, though. We should jump to that holiday weekend, Thanksgiving, great American holiday.
Love it. If only for the pecan pie.
That's, you know what, if there was ever a reason, I feel like pecan pie is absolutely the reason to enjoy Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was fantastic. I did miss my brother. Shout out to my brother, Daniel. Miss him a little bit. It's, you know, it's a tradition for us to go over to my great aunt's house for a very pretty formal reunion. You know, we like got suits and ties.
Jacket. Why not?
And they're sort of my form, like they're my cousins. I don't have any cousins. So they're my second cousins. They're my family. But, you know, I'm a little bit less close with them than the rest of my family. So it's sort of just me and my brother against the world.
Just boy meets world.
Our way through the party, just like trying to remember who everyone is. But he wasn't there with me this time, so I was all alone.
That's always a tough scenario. I know when my cousins got older, Thanksgiving's got a little bit, how do I say this? They got a little bit harder to attend, because back in the day I would just go play video games for hours, and it was so easy, it was carefree. I was just there. I was a child, didn't, you know, not nothing a care mattered. In the world,
no expectations,
playing Call of Duty in the basement with Dan even though we were telling my mom we weren't playing because it was rated M and I was like 9. Oh, those were the days. But now it's a little bit, we've all grown up, and it's the worst for my sister, because my sister is at that point now. She's 13. She's like, I just want to, you know, have fun, you know, and we're all like kind of like taking a nap before we eat, before we eventually take another nap and then eat again, watch some football. But it was, I had an excellent Thanksgiving as well. I'm glad to hear you had an excellent Thanksgiving.
It was very good.
So I think we should bounce it back to some music right now.
We're going to change of pace a little bit here with the next song. It's Spaceman by The Killers.
Next thing I knew, they ripped me from my didn't know what time it was. The lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that is all he said. Then the loud sound that seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children do get. Look out your window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in time. There's a star.
Right, that was Spaceman by The Killers, followed by Starman by David Bowie. We're sort of in the man phase of the playlist right now. We're gonna have Rocket Man coming up, but that's for later.
That's for later. A classic space song.
It is.
Yeah. We were just talking as we were listening to Bowie for the second time. You had mentioned his eyes being two different colors. You want to just throw a little fun fact out to all the listeners, you know, in case you don't know.
Everyone thinks David Bowie has two different colored eyes. A term which I think is called heterochromia. It's like
you're asking the wrong person. The
point is, he's often like listed as an example of having, you know, whatever. I think it's heterochromia.
Yeah.
In like biology textbooks.
Of course.
But fun fact, his eyes are actually the same color. He just got in a fight when he was 16 with one of his best friends, who punched him in the eye and like broke the muscles in his eyes that are in charge of dilating the pupils. So his eye was just like stuck, dilated, which makes it look like it's a different color.
But it's
actually
not.
Actually, both his eyes are blue.
Huh.
Little fun fact.
You know, you learn something new every day. Every day. So I want to talk about something that doesn't happen every day.
No.
Which happened last night. The comedy club show.
Very good.
It was very good. I know you didn't attend.
I did attend.
You did. Oh, right. You did attend.
I was there for the beginning.
You were there for the beginning. I forgot about that. I would just like to... My close friend, your close friend, are all, you know... Ori did a wonderful job. She was so great. Props to her. Congratulations. You did a great job. I'm so proud of you. It was a fatherly moment for no reason. Everybody did a great job that went up there. Props to everybody.
Yeah, it was a really good show.
More shows will be coming, as I've been told.
I can't wait.
I will be talking to Neil about getting up there myself. I don't know.
Last night was a big night for comedy shows. There was another comedy show that...
The Comedy Class.
Yeah, Eric went to. It was the Comedy Class show.
Down the Hill.
And
apparently that was also hilarious. I'd love to find out. I wish we knew more.
I heard they did some improv.
I wish we knew more about the show so we could talk about it a little bit more and give people a little bit more information on when it is and all of that. But it's out there, the comedy. Look out for these posters around or people's stories on Instagram or Snapchat.
Yeah, speaking of,
I think we might be...
We're thinking about getting to the social media game so we can... We can connect with all of our wonderful listeners.
And we could do some polls, do some polls. For other themes
other
of
themes.
Shows, get some song suggestions in...
Ahead of time. Because we keep getting song suggestions during the show, and then we just don't have time to fit them in. Shout out to my father, Alex Griffin. Love you. But we just, you know...
Can't put it in right now.
We don't have any...
We just... You know, the playlists are made beforehand, unlike the very first episode where it was made on the fly. On the fly. Which, you know, nobody knew until now.
Yeah, we know how that
works. We're so expert. But, you know... We'll put it out there. It might be on the page for the Juice Bar on WGRH.org. If you go to listen to the episodes, which you can, any episode is listed there, except for one where the recording got corrupted. I don't know what happened. It was a great playlist. I remember it being so good, and it's a shame it's gone. But
lost forever. Well, that's, you know, classic radio.
You know what? It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. I think... We only have 10 minutes left. We have 3 songs.
Yeah.
So let's get back to music. Do you want to introduce the song? You had already introduced it.
The next song, as I said before, sticking with the mans, we're going to go to Rocket Man by Elton John, one of the most classic space songs out there.
0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm going to be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out a fuse out of hell at home. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did,
odd job 5 days a week. A rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, rocket man.
Nobody has to be helped, nobody needs to be out of sight.
Oh, out of sight, man.
Oh. Nobody's gonna travel second class. There'll be equality and no suppression of minorities. Disposal if you feel so inclined. But alright.
nobody gonna travel second class. There'll be equality and no suppression of minorities.
All right, that was Rocket Man by Elton John, followed by Supersonic Rocket Ship by The Kinks. I love that song. I just think it's so upbeat, and I love like the voice of The Kinks. I love that sound that they have, the really high pitched.
It's great. It's unmistakable. But sadly, this is the end of the show. Our hour is complete. Thank you very much for listening to us. Thank you, Eli, for being here. It was wonderful to have you here again.
It's like I'm a guest.
It's kind of like you are. Just very, very frequent guest.
Very frequent.
Just to everybody that's been listening, you have been and are listening and will be listening to WJRH 104.9 FM on Lafayette College Radio. Eli, I believe you have the last song ready.
To play us out, Mr. Spaceman by The Byrds.
And then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?